And I'd like now to welcome Diana Delling. She is with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. She is with us here speaking of the arts. Welcome.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. So, let's talk about what's coming up this weekend. Very sad, Los Masis was canceled last night.
Yes, last night we had a great Bolivian band scheduled to perform at the Lensic, and they had to cancel because they didn't make it in from Bolivia due to, I don't know if you saw in the news, there's been all kinds of air traffic problems this week. Still left over from that whole Chicago
business. some disgruntled employee set the air traffic control center on fire.
Yeah, frightening. But sadly, the chaos continued, and they did not get here in time for the concert. So apologies to everyone who had tickets. We contacted everyone, and I think it was okay. But we were, bless you, Mary Charlotte, allergies today. I'd also like to say, though, that we have a really great event coming up next week, and there was just an announcement about it, but I think it's worth talking about again. It's Saving Endangered Languages. It's an evening with two linguists, Greg Anderson and David Harrison, on October 6th, which is Monday. They are globe-trotting linguists. You think about linguists and you think, oh, that's a little
armchair.
Yeah, but these guys are, you know, adventure linguists, I'll call them, and they do travel the world and track down people who speak some of these very disappearing languages.
Amazing.
Yeah, and they track them down, they hang out with them, they record them on video and audio, and they're working to preserve languages. So I'm going, I'm excited, and it's October 6th at 7. The next day, they are also the stars of a documentary called The Linguists. It's a 2008 documentary. We'll be screening that with the New Mexico History Museum, at the New Mexico History Museum. That's at 2 p.m. on October 7th, and it's free. Just come on in and be there first come, first served, but
Excellent.
It'll be fun too.
Excellent. That sounds like a really amazing event. Hey, tomorrow from noon to 4 is an Acting Shakespeare 2.0 class. Want to learn how to perform Shakespeare in a fun, relaxed, but intense and productive way? You can write to santafeshakespeare@gmail.com or call 490-6271. Class is limited. I don't know if it's full yet, but they sent it to me, so I'm reading it.
I like that one. Yeah. Incidentally, this is for later in the month, but Performance Santa Fe is bringing King Lear to the Lensic, and it's the touring company of London's Globe Theater, Shakespeare's Globe Theater. I'm going. I'm really personally excited about that one. That's October 30th, but
doesn't get much better than that. Yeah.
No, a rare opportunity, I would have to say.
Very much so. Go ahead.
Yet another Lensic event. Tuesday. Okay, so on Tuesday, which is the 7th, we've got Zakir Hussain performing. He's a tabla player, an Indian percussionist, and pretty much at the top of his game. He's world-renowned. He's playing with Kumaresh Rajagopalan on the violin and Jayanthi Kumaresh on the veena, which is a stringed instrument. This is at the Lensic. It's brought to you by Outpost Performance Space, and it's 7 p.m. Tuesday.
Excellent. We have all kinds of things from New Mexico School for the Arts. Their fall instrumental concert is called A European Journey, performed by the students in the NMSA Music Department. It's on Tuesday, the 7th of October at 7 at the Immaculate Heart of Mary Retreat Center on Mount Carmel Road here in Santa Fe. And the NMSA is also performing Shed, a site-specific performance choreographed and performed by the students in the dance department. And that is Saturday the 11th and 12th. That's next weekend. But anyway, it's at the Water History Park and Museum on Canyon Road at 4 o'clock.
Ah, I've seen that little museum.
And New Mexico School for the Arts Shakespeare Project, performed by the NMSA Theater Department, Thursday, October 9th, Friday, October 10th, and Saturday the 11th at 7 o'clock at NMSA on 275 East Alameda and nmschoolforthearts.org.
nmschoolforthearts.org. There's a harvest festival this weekend at El Rancho de las Golondrinas. It's Saturday and Sunday all day from 10 to 4. It's fall. It's one of the most beautiful times of year in New Mexico, and especially down in La Cienega, where it's more treed than Santa Fe. Fun for the whole family. You can bring in the harvest with the villagers of El Rancho de las Golondrinas, crush grapes for wine using your clean feet. hopefully you have a little foot cleaning station right there.
I should hope so.
Grinding sorghum with burros and stringing colorful chili ristras and much more. So bring the family or or don't just hang out by yourself. It's all day this weekend at El Rancho de las Golondrinas.
Excellent. REEL, which is spelled R-E-E-L, REEL New Mexico, is doing an event called The State of New Mexico Stars in a Number of Film Clips, and that's Thursday the 9th of October at La Tienda in El Dorado. And this is sort of the New Mexico film industry made in Santa Fe. Film clips from movies made in and around Santa Fe from from 1936 on. They include The Texas Rangers, Fancy Pants, Red Sky at Morning, and Lust in the Dust.
Lust in the Dust.
Robert Knott just came into the cafe and left very quickly, but that sounds like a Robert Knott kind of movie. Some of the performers include Lucille Ball, Bob Hope, Divine, Warren Beatty, Johnny Cash, and Rosalind Russell. So this is...
Whoa, that's really cool.
All these people shot movies in Santa Fe, and you can just see a series of film clips. I think that's a really great idea.
I do, too. What's the name of that one again?
State of New Mexico Stars and Film Clips. Well, that's not exactly what it's called. What's it called?
Something like that.
He wrote it down here. Made in Santa Fe.
Cool.
Anyway, next Thursday at 7 o'clock at La Tienda.
I've got one. It's the Show House Santa Fe. This is a house on back off Foothills Drive. It's on Altozano, and it is back behind Harry's. This house has been decorated by some of the top designers in Santa Fe in New Mexico, including Jeff Fenton, Kenneth Francis, Heather French, Edie Keeler, and many others. They've decorated the home, and now they're opening up this exquisite home. It's a restored 1920s era mansion, and it is being opened up for tours for the public, so you can see the house and see the different designers' work. There's a grand preview gala tonight from 6 to 9, and then the house will be open this weekend and next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, from 11 to 4 or 6 p.m. Please check this website if you'd like to know more. You can go to showhousesantafe.com. And proceeds from the tickets to either the benefit tonight or the home tours go to Dollars for Schools and also to the Lenzic Performing Arts Center's education program. So you're supporting education in Santa Fe.
Nothing wrong with that. And we have... Well, I wanted to let people know that KSFR's on-air fund drive starts on the 18th of October, but listeners can donate now and help keep the drive short. Everyone who donates by the 17th of October gets into a drawing for a Far East Spa package for two from 10,000 Waves, which includes a private tub, a shiatsu massage, a yasaragi head and neck treatment, and an ashi anma foot treatment. I think it's a $500 value. And so if you make your donation to KSFR now, you will be in the drawing for this whole spa package. And then when the fund drive comes, it will last 45 minutes instead of 5 days.
Hey, that's nice.
You know?
It's nice if we can raise the money, of course.
Yeah. Donate now. And then if everybody really who's listening right now calls and donates or goes to ksfr.org and donates, you can also call 428-1527. But then we wouldn't have to have a fund drive at all.
Lovely. And obviously worth supporting because here we are. I'm doing this one. I'm doing a special announcement of an event for my friend Joshua, who's 14 years old, and he doesn't live here, but he wishes he does because we're having the Santa Fe Model Train Show tomorrow and Sunday. The Santa Fe Model Train Show is at the Santa Fe County Fairgrounds, and it is what the title says, model trains.
Nice.
For kids of all ages, according to the announcement, and it is, where is it? Oh, Santa Fe County Fairgrounds, food, drinks, snacks, and lots of trains. You can visit SantaFeModelRailroadClub.org for more info, and it's free.
Excellent. Now, Upsit Books in San Busco does a fabulous job, and this Saturday they're hosting UNM Press author Thomas Fox Averill, who will be reading from his new novel, A Carol Dickens Christmas. That's tomorrow at 5 o'clock. And here's just a little blurb about it. It's Christmas, and Carol Dickens' life is in a major transition. Her son, Finn, is a talented trumpet player about to leave from college. Her husband, ex-husband, a real estate wheeler dealer, wants to sell their properties in Kansas and move to Arizona. And basically, her dog is dying and her world spins out of control. And it's inspired by A Christmas Carol, as you might have guessed.
Carol Dickens, clever.
Yep. So that's tomorrow at 5 at Opposite Books.
Cool. I want to give a shout out to Pasatiempo. They have a bunch of great stories this week, but I'm especially attracted to the layout of this one. I Am Become Death, it's titled, and it's about Robert Oppenheimer. And it's all about, the article talks about him and his work, but it's a Q&A with John Hunter, who is the interim executive director at the New Mexico History Museum, Palace of the Governors. John will be speaking about Oppenheimer's work in a lecture called Broken by Secrets, Robert Oppenheimer and the Early Atomic Age, tonight at 6. It's at the New Mexico History Museum, and I think it sounds really cool, and it looks cool. If you read this article, you will want to go. You will want
Excellent.
To attend.
And Journey Santa Fe is doing an event at Collected Works Bookstore at 11 o'clock on Sunday morning. Former Democratic gubernatorial candidate Alan Weber will discuss the state of the governor's race in New Mexico, what he learned from the primary, and what he thinks the progressive agenda is going forward. So that's 11 o'clock. Alan Weber's a great guy and very, very smart and interesting person. Definitely going worth seeing. And then the same day at 3 in the afternoon, Claudette Sutton is talking about her book, Farewell Aleppo, My Father, My People, and Their Long Journey Home. And it's a biography of Sutton's father and his long-ago journey from ancient Aleppo to skyscraper America, and telling the story of the vanished Syrian Jewish culture in Aleppo, which is now the battleground for Syria's civil war, and the culture that still survives, and Syrian Jews living in America, and all of that is on Sunday at 3 in the afternoon.
If you don't go to that, which is, I think that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, just spend the day at the bookstore.
Exactly.
You know, and like just go walk around the plaza in between the two events.
Exactly. If you're more of a music person, I have one that's at the same time. It's at 3 o'clock on Sunday. It is a benefit concert, with the Santa Fe Symphony's Scott Joplin Ensemble. There's a group within the Santa Fe Symphony that specializes in Scott Joplin ragtime music, and they will be having a concert on Sunday at the Lensic at 3 p.m. This concert supports the Friendship Club, which is the recovery center, the recovery organization here in Santa Fe. They do a benefit almost every year, and this one sounds really cool. Greg Heltman of the Santa Fe Symphony and the Scott Joplin group. So come on down to that.
Excellent. And I I got a note from Radical. We had Christy Green on a few weeks ago, who has this really cool, what would you call it, sort of shop center, whatever, on 1703 Lena Street here in Santa Fe. And they do, they're doing tomorrow, actually today, from 5 to 8, a fashion show, trunk show, and demonstration with Anita Moss of Upcycled Fashion. 10 models of all shapes, sizes, and ages will strut upcycled artwear on the Radical
upcycled
runway. And
cool.
There will be tasty food and beverages and juice samples from Verde Juice Company.
I like Verde Juice Company. It's new. I believe it's a new juice company here in town, and I've tried some, and it's awesome. I also just want to say a little fashion gossip. I had Patricia Michaels on my plane last week. And she's the designer from Taos. I know no one knows who she is, but I know, and I was all excited. I was as excited as if I had a movie star on my plane, because I know her from the show Project Runway.
Yeah, she was one of the New Mexican people
exactly.
on Project Runway. And she's a native person from
Yeah,
Taos?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And she was, I could just tell. I didn't talk to her. That would be rude, you know, celebs. But she looked super sweet, and I was very excited. What else can we tell people about, though? There's a St. Lawrence String Quartet concert at St. Francis Auditorium, which is that lovely auditorium at the New Mexico Museum of Art. It's Sunday, this Sunday, another 3 p.m. event. They will be performing several works, including something by Beethoven. You can get tickets at santafepromusica.com or at ticketsantafe.com.
Excellent. And I'm pretty sure I have a cat of the week. Yes, I do.
Oh, yes.
This week's featured cat is Ms. Fluffball. Sweet and playful, she is still just a bit shy, but coming along very well. with lots of tender loving care in her foster home. Ms. Fluffball is a beautiful girl with a long black coat and a few white hairs under her chin. She was born in April, so she's a kitten. If you are interested in adopting Ms. Fluffball, please call Felines and Friends at 505-316-2281. You can email askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com, or you can view her or any of the other kitties available for adoption at fnfnm.org.
I think we should start asking them to bring in the cat of the week.
I'm allergic to the cat of the week.
Oh, you are? I didn't know that.
But you aren't.
I'm not. I would hold the cat of the week very happily. But I'm going to do a dog of the week just because.
Yay.
This is from, I just picked one off the Critter Corner page, which is this fantastic page in the Santa Fe Reporter. A big page with about, 20 different pets that are available for adoption at both the Espanola Valley Humane Society and Santa Fe Animal Shelter, both of which are wonderful. And I'm going to pick Vera. Vera is this 1 year old, no, 1 year and 6 month old female American Pitbull Terrier mix. She came to the shelter and tested positive for heartworm, but that has not slowed her down a bit in play groups. So she likes to play with other dogs. And if you look at her, she's a beautiful white dog with this kind of black and white jester's collar on. And you too would have picked her for You would pick her for dog of the week, not cat.
And she no longer has heartworm.
Yeah, so check her out. And for more information, you can call. It doesn't say what shelter she's at, so you can either call the Santa Fe Animal Shelter or the Espanola Valley Humane Society.
Excellent. There is an event called Photographs from France. It's in the Liquid Output at the Inn of Loretto, and it's a walk through southern France, photographs by Michael Gallagher, intimate glimpses and abstractions from above and below ground, city, village, field. And it goes through the 16th of August. Reception is today from 4 to 6.
The two gentlemen of Verona, another Shakespeare event to talk about this weekend. The Royal Shakespeare Company's production of The Two Gentlemen of Verona will be broadcast this weekend at the Jean Cocteau. It's at 1 p.m. on Sunday, and it'll also be shown on October 12th at 7 and October 14th. This looks like a great one, and of course it's another great Shakespeare Company, the Royal Shakespeare Company. Live broadcast in HD.
Nice. And the Madrid and Surrio Studio Tour with 33 artists and 23 studios is tomorrow and Sunday and the following weekend as well. There's a preview show and art auction today, live music from 6 to 8, auction from 7 to 9 at the Engine House Theater in Madrid, and then the weekend times for the studio tour are 10 to 5. And if you just head down the Turquoise Trail, you will land in Madrid and Surrios. For more information, MadridSurriosStudioTour.com.
I saw that one, too. It's a good time of year for studio tours.
Yeah.
There's a gallery that's downtown called Eggman and Walrus. And the Eggman himself, Evan Glassman, is moving away to Utah.
I know.
So they will be having a kind of a closing opening. There's a reception tonight for their new show, which is called Forbidden. And they will be having it, I think, next week, too. But tonight's the big one, 5:30 p.m., October 3rd, 130 West Palace. Come bid adieu to one of the more interesting, not I won't say more interesting, but a very different and interesting gallery that in Santa Fe that added a lot to our scene and brought in a lot of not underserved, but not as well-known artists. Eggman and Walrus Gallery.
Very cool. At 901 Canyon Road at the corner of Canyon East Palace, they're having these gallery get-togethers with live music by Lizette and with artists John Barker, John Schaefer, Ronnie Layden, and Cheryl Ikeda. And that is from 6 to 8. And they sent me like a bunch of dates, and it's basically every single Friday until the week before Christmas. For more information, gallery901.org.
It's First Friday tonight, the first Friday of October, so there will be a lot of gallery openings. And the Downtown Museum District is touting their group of openings. This is galleries that are all downtown, such as Patina, Ellsworth Gallery, Blue Rain, Sorrel Sky, Manitou, Verve, all the ones that are downtown will be having, many will be having openings tonight. And you can also stop by some of the museums downtown, like the New Mexico Museum of Art, the Palace of the Governors, the History Museum, and the O'Keeffe Museum, they're all participating too. These galleries will be open till 7:30, and the museums are open till 7. So come on down and enjoy the great weather and some good art downtown Santa Fe tonight. It's a good night.
And it's free admission.
And it's free admission, yes.
To the museums, I guess the galleries, you can walk into all the galleries. Yeah, check out our local galleries, ladies and gentlemen. I don't usually read the gallery listings because there's so many of them, and I haven't been to some of them, and I don't know them very well, so I just kind of assume that people will get their little bodies downtown and start walking around and walk
and you'll
up
find
Canyon
one,
Road,
basically, right.
And you will find something that you groove to.
Very true.
Okay, here is an event of the New Mexico Literary Arts and Cut and Paste Society. They're presenting Play Plus Write Plus Mix, a series of three creative writing and visual arts workshops in October. And they're very inexpensive. They're open to high school and up. There's scholarships available. And the first one is Poetry Texting, an Extension of Body and Mind, led by Elizabeth Jacobson on Thursday at the St. Francis Museum Auditorium. It doesn't say what time, but we'll give you a way to get more information. There's a codex making workshop led by Israel Arroz Lopez on Sunday, not this Sunday, but the next one at Zona del Sol. And then the next weekend after that, Ordinary Cloth, The Secret Language of Women, and that's a workshop limited to women. For more information, you can go to New Mexico Literary Arts at nmliteraryarts.org, or you can email nmliteraryarts@gmail.com.
I like the poetry texting, I think you said. That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Let's see. We have a bunch of events at the New Mexico History Museum. I've talked about one or two already. What else do we have this week? On Sunday at 2 p.m., there will be a concert by the Albuquerque Baroque Players. This is a 17th and 18th century chamber music. It's part of the exhibit Painting the Divine, Images of Mary in the New World, and that is free with admission to the museum. And tonight I mentioned there's that lecture by Dr. John Hunter called Broken by Secrets, Robert Oppenheimer and the Early Atomic Age, which is also free, and that's from 5 to 8 at the museum tonight.
There is a documentary that I think I'm going to do an interview on it next week. I wasn't able to fit it in this week, but it's called No No. And here's a little blurb. It's at the CCA. Here's a little blurb for it. In 136 years of baseball history, 276 no-hitters have been recorded. Doc Ellis is the only pitcher who threw one while high on LSD, which he did in the summer of 1970. During his 12 years in the major leagues, Ellis became known as the Muhammad Ali of baseball, an outspoken leader in a new wave of civil rights. He was also an addict and later a counselor. Today he is a legend. And so the film is about this guy.
I read about that too, and I chuckled out loud because imagine pitching a whole game and making it a no-hitter.
I can't even imagine pitching a whole game.
Imagine doing your show on LSD, Mary Charlotte.
It has never happened, ladies and gentlemen, and it never will.
You may have talked about this because you often do theater coverage, the effects of gamma rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds.
Oh, yeah, no, they've been writing to me, but that's a play happening at the Santa Fe Playhouse.
Yep, Santa Fe Playhouse. Let's see, it is Thursdays through Sundays through October 19th. And it's based on, I think it's based on a young adult novel by Paul Zindel, which I vaguely remember from my childhood, but I don't remember it super well. And I should look it up so I can tell you a little bit more, but that was just a squeak, I apologize. it was a play written by Paul Zindel in 1964, and it was also a book, I believe, and it received the Pulitzer Prize for Drama in 1971.
Very
there you
interesting.
Go.
All right.
That alone says it's probably pretty good, right?
Indeed. And at the CCA also, there's a movie opening today called The Notebook, and the little blurb for it says, toward the end of World War II, a desperate young mother leaves her 13-year-old twin sons at their cruel grandmother's house in the country. Previously pampered, the twins must learn how to survive alone in their new rural surroundings. and it's photographed by the great Christian Berger, and it starts tonight. Oh, it was Hungary's Oscar submission, and it was the grand prize winner at Karlovy Vary Film Festival. So, Hungarian films, ladies and gentlemen. I love seeing films from countries that I don't understand anything about.
Especially their Oscar submissions.
Yeah.
That was cool. Yeah, I think Mary Charlotte will talk more about this in the coming week, but you might want to get your tickets now because there's a great Lannan event, an interesting Lannan event next Friday. It's Max Blumenthal who will be appearing with Amy Goodman.
I think it's actually already sold out.
Okay, really? I was going to say the Amy Goodman events sell out quickly.
Yeah, and it looks like I'm going to be interviewing Max Blumenthal on Wednesday of next week.
It's a big interview. That's
yeah.
He's a well-known journalist and author, of course. And
yeah, the book is about 5 million pages long.
I know what you're doing this weekend.
Just the new book.
Yeah, well, we're lucky. Again, hats off to Lannan because every event they have is worth attending, I would say. Even if you've never heard of the author or the whoever they're talking to, you're going to learn something and go out a little bit enlightened.
You will, yeah. Any Lannan event, just go. That's my...
Me too.
That's my motto. You don't, even if you've never heard of
and
the person.
And it's so affordable, generally.
I mean. Yeah, very much so. All right, well, the music tells us it's time to go. We didn't even talk about what's happening at the Jean Cocteau and at the Screen, but ladies and gentlemen, those are your local movie theaters along with the CCA, and we are so lucky to have three independent movie theaters
in this small
city. We have probably more than most big cities, yeah. Yep, definitely go out and support them and your art and your dogs and your kitties and all the other events that are happening.
Your endangered languages.
Your endangered languages, your smoothies here at the Baking Company. Diana Delling is with the Lensic Center for Performing Arts. She's with us here very often speaking of the arts, and it's just great to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me. Have a good weekend.
Have a good weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santaferadiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services, which I have to say is a really great computer shop, if I haven't said that lately, but they do a wonderful job. Anyway, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, although I don't even know if you really can, because I've been trying to fix that for months now. But anyway, you can try, and I'll get it fixed soon. what else? You can write to me at radiocafe@ksfr.org. You can check out the podcasts at santaferadiocafe.org.
I do that and, when I miss something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not that new anymore, but I've got a pretty nice website. You can also access it radiocafe.org. I got that domain, radiocafe.org. Okay, it's time to go. Time for the news. Time for jazz. Hasta la vista.
Bye.
Ciao.